Boomer Esiason blasts Abdul Carter for criticism about Jackson Dart's appearance with Trump. By Dylan Gwynn on May 26, 2026. Bengals legend and WFAN radio host Boomer Esiason lit into second-year Giants linebacker Abdul Carter on Tuesday morning. After Carter publicly called out his quarterback and teammate Jackson Dart for introducing President Trump at a recent event. Esiason called Carter a child and said he was not a man after Carter's critical reaction to Dart's appearance with Trump at Rockland Community College in New York last week. To put this out like a child on social media is ridiculous, Esiason said of Carter Tuesday morning on VAN. And then when I heard, yeah, we spoke man to man. Yeah, there was only one man on that call, and that was Jackson Dart. Esiason continued, this was a real error on the part of Abdul Carter. Not on the part of Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart was asked to do something. To introduce the President of the United States. How many people get an opportunity to do something like that? Regardless of who the president is. You might have hated Barack Obama. You might have hated Joe Biden. And some guys didn't want to go to the White House because they didn't like those presidents. Just like other guys didn't want to go because they didn't like President Trump. Big Blue Nation, it's a pleasure to be here. I gotta start this off with a Go Big Blue chant. Dart said before welcoming Trump to the stage to promote tax cuts signed into law last year. I want to thank Jackson Dart, this is going to be a future Hall of Famer in my book, Trump said. Thank you, Jackson. Lot of talent. Dart's support for the president did not sit well with Carter, who captioned a video at the event, thought this, shh, T was AI, what we doing man? Carter later deleted the post and said that he spoke with Dart man-to-man about the incident. Giants head coach John Harbaugh has not yet publicly commented on the incident. Though it is well known that he is a supporter of President Trump and has made trips to the White House, making it unlikely that he would find fault with Dart for introducing Trump at the event. Carter may be surprised to learn that, in addition to his head coach, Giants legend Lawrence Taylor is also a Trump supporter who has introduced the president at speaking events. Carter made headlines before his rookie season after he sought permission from Taylor to wear Taylor's famed number 56 jersey. Taylor refused to let Carter wear the number. Carter struggled on the field and off during his rookie season. The number 3 overall pick made headlines for sleeping through team meetings. He was also taken to task for immature social media posts and for his wildly inconsistent play. Esiason reminded listeners of Carter's rookie struggles. You were a man who was late to meetings. You were a man who didn't live up to your draft choice. You were a man who wanted to wear number 56. And by the way, your idol, number 56, Lawrence Taylor, has introduced Donald Trump numerous times, Esiason said. So, I don't want to hear this. He made another boneheaded error by going to social media.